550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Wrap your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the brain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Oh man, what kind of lefty hootenanny is this?
Watch it, I'm a lefty.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet.
I love your new headphones.
Well, thank you, Dan. Thanks a lot.
Like the kickoff. Oh.
That was the absolute kickoff. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot, man.
You could have talked for hours about the last 23 years.
Oh, I will. I will talk for hours. Boy, only Dan. Only Dan. I had a great
day. Oh, man.
I was going to kick the show off, and then he blows it. Good afternoon. Welcome to December. Oh, my goodness, December 1st.
Yes, it is.
It's screaming by, man. I'm telling you. You don't get it, Peon. You don't get it yet. You hit 40, and then it starts, the engine starts chugging, and then it just goes fast. Before you know it. I remember when I signed to do the deal to work at Kix 104, and we signed the contract, it was for 5 years, and I remember saying to the general manager, I said, wow, do you realize that when this is up, I'll be 42?
Oh. What?
Because I was in my 30s when I did it, and that seems like 3 years ago. This is a huge day in broadcasting. Because for 23 years, I've mentioned this before, I have worn the same pair of headphones. For the same 23 years, I've kept a backup pair, identical, Sony, here, I'll take a look, see what they are.
Yeah, I don't
know. They're Sony MDR V6s.
They probably don't even make that model anymore.
They don't,
They probably
think.
Make something similar even
I think
better.
It's,
They're bigger. That's the bigger earpiece like what I have.
Right.
You can't find the smaller earpiece like you have.
Well, I liked them so much, I ran right back like the next day and I bought a second pair. I thought, well, if they stop making these or I can't find them, I need a backup pair. They have sat in the drawer for 23 years. Pristine, brand new. I have to tell you what's weird. I'm not used to feeling padding on my ear.
Yeah.
I had no padding.
Yeah.
The padding had completely worn off. They were incredibly ratty and not dirty.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm sorry, rat boy.
Oh.
Nothing against you. And not dirty, just worn. And I figure, I almost threw them away today. I was going to dump them in the trash, and I thought, no, you know what? Someday, these phones will be worthless.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm going to wait until they're completely worthless, and I'll just...
Well,
I think I'm going to hold them just as... When I get, like, 70 years old, just take them out and look at them and go, man, I'll tell my grandkids, so, hey,
I was going to say, I hope you get another 23 years out of this new pair, and that'll take you way beyond, you know, retirement.
It'll be like 80, right?
Holy
cow. What a beautiful thing to say.
I hope you get good service out of them, but wouldn't it just be awful if
they're
about...
The way things are going here, we got new owners.
If
they'll hold out 3 months.
Yeah.
I think if I can get 3 months out of them...
They'll have those for 23 days.
Yeah. Then we'll be doing well. So, again, welcome to December 1st, and it is a big day. Now, they sound, even though they're the same pair, they sound different because when you lose the padding and you lose the cover over the, they sound real bassy to me. And I know none of you care about this, and I don't blame you. I wouldn't care either, but it's huge. It's huge after 23 years to put on another pair of headphones. Now, before we get to the Burt segment, I have to just read you a piece of mail that I got, because I know you all get it, and it's so laughable to me, but what's amazing to me is that there are people who will get this stuff in the mail, and they actually believe it. They honestly believe it, and it comes in a couple of forms. Here's a letter that I got from American Express, and it says, this is something, they start the letter off, this is something that we do not share with just everyone. Not everybody who qualifies for the American Express card qualifies for the same benefits. But as the relationship develops, we're happy to offer features that can make your card even more valuable. This is one of those items. You've qualified for a feature that can give you a new level of flexibility when you travel or make major purchases, and here's how it works. And then they go into the thing where if you'll accept this, you will get... additional discounts on airline tickets, hotels, car rentals. And it says, the last paragraph says, this is a feature that we only offer to our most highly regarded card members. You may never take advantage of it, but having the option just in case can be invaluable. Cordially, and it's Judd somebody, Linville from American Express. Now, here's why this is so hysterical for me. I never use my American Express card. Never. I've held an American Express card since 1974. So that would be 84, 94, wow, that would be 31 years. And I don't use it.
Don't they?
They charge me $75 a year. It's a gold card. But I'm going to tell you why I have the card, and I'm going to tell you why I pay $75 a year for it, even though I know I'm not going to use it. I just don't use it. It's a card, and I told this story once, but I want to tell it again. My whole point is, I'm one of their really great customers. I don't even use their card. and this is something, this is a very few people.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
And my point in this, before I tell you why I carry the card, is that when you get one of these mailers from a store for our special select customers only, BS. You ought to send it back with a BS stamp. Only the full word. The word BS. Because they send that to everybody. They send that to everybody that's ever walked in the door of that store whose name they have. And I'm amazed that that kind of crap works. That people still respond to that. You know, a preferred customer sale. Everybody's a preferred customer. And it's archaic. It's like a 50-year-old marketing routine. So here's why I have the card. When I was 24, went out to lunch with my boss, and I had just, I guess 6 months before, gotten an American Express card. It was a green card. Is the standard American Express card still green?
I think so.
And I had one, and I went to lunch with my boss, and I'd worked for him for about a year, maybe a little less than a year, and he said, I'll get lunch, because he was the boss. And he paid for it. He laid down a gold American Express card. And I looked at it, and I said, whoa, what kind of card is that? He said, that's an American Express card. I said, no. I took mine out. I said, American Express is green. He said, not this one. It's gold. And I looked at it, and it might as well have been a brick of solid gold. And I said, I remember exactly what I said to him. I said, if you don't mind, can I ask you what it means to have a gold card and how you get a gold card? He said, well, it really just means that you qualified for the card by making a certain minimum amount of money per year. And he said, and people who make that much or more are qualified for the gold card. And I said, how much is that? And he said, $15,000 a year.
I bet that's not true anymore.
I made $10,400 a year. I know exactly what I made. That's one thing about I could track through my whole life and tell you what I made everywhere. And what rent was, and where we lived, how much, I just can't. And I looked at him, and I said, I'm going to have one of those cards. My goal is to do well enough at this company that I can have a card. I got a raise. The raise was to $13,000. Then I got another raise about a year later or so, and it was to $16,000.
Oh, man.
The day that he called me in and he said, I just want you to know that I've talked to Bonnie or whoever our accountant was, and I've instructed her that effective immediately, you were to get an increase. You've done a good job, blah, blah, blah. It was right here in Westport Plaza. We worked in a building. They were just building the big gold tower here, but there was a Commerce Bank or some little bank right here down on the front in the corner by the parking lot. On my lunch break, I went down and got an application off the counter for a gold card, and I filled it out. And how much do you make? $16,000! And I don't know how long it took, a week, 10 days, 2 weeks, but in the mail, I carry that card. It's with me right now. And the reason I carry it is to remind me that sometimes things that seem like such a big deal, they're just really not a big deal for long.
Yeah.
They're just not. Nothing continues to be a big deal. And I look at that, and I pay the 75, and every year I pay it, I think, yeah, I'm a nut for paying this. But I want it as a reminder to just kind of keep things in perspective. Because you know, in your life, you know, how many times have you said, oh, man, if I just had, and fill in the blank, either a certain amount of money or a certain car, or if I just had the house over. And you know what? When you get it and you have it a while, it's just your car. It's just your house. It's just a credit card. And that's why I keep it. Now, when this gentleman who is responsible for this passes away, he's older. I hope he's around for quite a while. The year that he dies is when I will discontinue the card. Because it'll be my way of kind of closing the chapter on when I worked for him, and I thought that was a big deal. He also had a Cadillac. And I didn't borrow it. I took him to the airport. And I think everybody who's ever worked for somebody and sort of tried to envision, well, what would it be like to be my boss? He had to go to the airport to go to Hawaii. And he asked me if I would take him. And I said, sure. He says, well, let's go. And he wanted me to take him in his car because his trunk was already loaded with his bags and everything. I picked up his wife. And we got to the airport, and I let him out, and I realized I've got the company Cadillac, brand new powder blue Cadillac. And I said, what do I do with the car? I said, you want to just leave it at the office? He said, I take it home. He's just taking it home. He said, just, take it home. He says, it's a company car. You work for the company, and I'll be gone for 2 weeks.
You had the Cadillac for 2 weeks?
You bet.
Powder blue. You know what? It had to be about 74 or 5.
I think it was a 1970. Yeah. It was about a 4 or 5. Great big monster. And I mean, that weekend, I drove that car to Tennessee. I drove it to my parents' house because they had some relatives in, and I wheeled in that monster. And I remember, here, I'm 24 years old. And everybody got out and looked around and said, you must be doing real well. And I said, oh, I am.
You never told them it was a company car.
Well, I finally did. I did, but I played it for a while. All and right. Then I said, that's my boss's car. But I could have said it's a company car and been legit.
Yeah.
It is a company car. But, boy, and when my boss came back, I told him, I said, hey, I hope you don't mind. I said, I took your car to Tennessee. He said, I don't care. He said, I told you to take it for 2 weeks. He said, I don't care. And I thought, this is the coolest guy that ever lived. And he really was a wonderful, generous boss. Mean, hard to work for, yell, scream. He may be listening right now. He knows who he is, but he's a wonderful person. And he was very generous when it came to the guy. And I think he might have even known what a thrill, what a kick a kid would get out of driving a big car like that. And I'm telling you, behind the wheel, when you're in your 20s, and you're behind the wheel of a car that you know you probably can't drive till you're 40, And you want to drive by and have lunch and meet with everybody that you ever knew. I think for that 2 weeks, I booked lunches. Yeah, let's meet for lunch. You know, and I pull in a big old Cadillac, and they go, man, oh, man. Yeah, things are good. Things are good. So that's my American Express card story. But if you get those, you're a preferred customer, pieces of crap. You're not. The sale may be a good one. It may not. But you're not preferred.
I guess you get to keep that because you pay $75 a year, right?
Oh, sure, and I can use it.
Because sometimes with credit cards, if there's a lot of inactivity, if there's like 6 months of inactivity.
Oh, no, they want their $75.
They'll send you a letter. If you have no fees or anything, they'll send you a letter and say, we're canceling your card because of lack of activity.
No, they've never done it. In fact, I read you what they just said.
Yeah.
I'm a preferred customer.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you are.
Now, I will admit that about once a year I use it because I have to. If I go somewhere and for whatever reason, they don't take some, and then they'll take American Express. Very rarely does that happen. we only take America's bread. Then I'll use it. It probably gets used once a year. I just got the bill with this today. Bill, zero balance. That's what it is every month.
That's nice.
Yeah. And that's another thing. That's another thing. How much paperwork? I had four bills today that came to me that were zero balance.
Why do they send it?
What about all that administrative and paper? Why not just look in the computer and go, let's still bill them this month? Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I get that. If Mr. Burke were here, he'd say, does anybody have anything to say?
I have one thing.
Karen Vale sounds even better in my new headphones, my new 23-year-old headphones.
Well, thank you. And it's a rather serious thing. I wanted to mention it because I work in a middle school, and this is information that we were given at my school, and I do think it's worth just mentioning. If I said to you...
I want to go to bed with you?
No, stop. Oh. I said this is serious, but just for a moment.
It's not serious.
If I said space monkey, knockout, or black hole, and I'm talking about the same thing, all three nicknames refer to the same thing. Do you have any idea? And I'll ask you to take a guess. Space monkey, knockout, or black hole?
Is it a drug?
Are you asking us what it is?
Yeah, do you have any idea what
it is? It's a description, I would think, of somebody.
Of something.
A description of something, not a human.
No, something. And this something is being done by more and more middle schoolers across the country. And
it's not that choking game.
It is the choking game. Yes, it is. The choking game or the pass-out game.
Yeah.
And
now, this is not the auto-erotic.
No, it is not. It's been
play with yourself.
Right. No. It's been compared to that, but there's usually no sexual component involved in this. There are chat rooms about it, and there are kids dying from doing it. And basically what they do is they get a belt or they get a rope or they have somebody else do it, choke them, and then they loosen the grip just as they're about to pass out. But some of these kids do pass out and die. And this has become a you know, replacement to, let's get high on some kind of drugs. They think this is safer, and there's the little core group.
Yeah, but how big a deal can this be?
Well,
this
apparently it's escalating. So I just mentioned
But I mean, the deaths can't be that many.
Maybe 60. But even if only 60 die, think of the numbers that can suffer severe brain damage. Yeah. Yes, permanent brain damage.
Part of the appeal has to be, how long can you wait? It's like waiting the last second to pull the ripcord.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How long can you wait before you loosen the belt?
Right, and then when you release, you're supposed to get a big rush.
That effect, yeah.
Yes. So I just say this to parents, just understand, do a little research, and there is a website, stopthechokinggame.com. You might want to go there and get a little bit of information, but...
I didn't get a rush. I got a big Paul Harvey and a big Howard Stern, but I did not get a rush.
Every once in a while, you have to be a little bit serious.
What are those things called, though? They're called the black hole?
The nicknames, it can
space
be...
Space monkey.
Knockout.
Black hole.
Right, or just the choking game.
Knockout.
Or the pass-out game.
It's the only one that makes sense.
Hole makes sense because you kind of fall into a black hole. And space monkey, you're out there.
Yeah, I know.
I remember as a kid, this is not that new, because I remember a kid came over to my backyard, and he said, hey, watch this. But he did it by literally just holding his breath, and then you know how you push real hard and your face turns real red? And his face turned so red it was almost purple, and then he fell to the ground, and then he got up like, ta-da! he was knocked out for 5 seconds or something, and I just thought, what a loser. And he'd go around the neighborhood, the kids would go, hey, what's this? And he's probably dead now or something.
Oh, yeah, he probably fell and hit his head on something.
That's not a good thing.
No.
But you can tell, here's my thought on that. The reason for mentioning it, I think, is to alert parents, because kids that do junk like that, I've decided that after the literally the failure of the DARE program, the failure of the Just Say No program, the failure of all the drug programs, the failure to clean up this and clean up that, they don't care what you tell them. You take people into the gymnasium who have their voice mocked and talk like that and try to tell them not to smoke. It doesn't work. Yeah. It doesn't work. I just got an article in front of me. We'll touch on it later. That the teenage smoking is up, 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 and it keeps going up because these Hollywood people, when they do the E type shows where they say, we caught, Ashley Judd off, and they catch him coming out of the grocery store, and they're smoking, and they're, you know, that's part of it.
Yeah, mixed messages. Yeah.
Then I gotta stop choking. And even if a friend dies, you'd think that would stop it. You'd think if your friend in high school one day didn't show up because he got killed in head-on collisions or drinking and driving, well, that's it. Nobody in that class will ever drink and drive again. Yeah, they will. This weekend they will. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to that. That was Karen Vale, everybody.
Yep.
I want you to know that. Anybody else with the Burke segment?
I do.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thanks, Frank. I was watching the news this morning.
And Dan will be back with his Burke segment right after we take this break. Sorry, Dan.
That's okay.
Well, I just realized what time it was.
I know. Now, were you going to call? Because we were going to do something different this time. Remember, we were going to have
someone
else.
Well, why don't you call? Get her on the line. You want to do that?
You want to?
Yeah, let's do that.
I will. Yeah.
We'll start our break a little differently. Dan's going to make a phone call. And then we'll do something that we a little differently than the way we normally do it. Then we're going to take a quick break and come back to you. So let me give you the phone numbers. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS.
There she is.
The sad thing is I sound no better through these headphones.
No,
I thought maybe I'd sound better.
Well, they sound a little bassy, huh, Frank?
Ladies and gentlemen, the lady you'll talk to if you call Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, you will hear this beautiful voice. Let's just pretend that I just called. I'll make the dial thing, and then you answer the way you normally answer. Hang on a second.
Rotary.
The phone just answered.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, this is Mary.
Yeah! Yeah. You're the best at that.
How are you, Frank?
I'm doing great. You know that I'm one of the very few people in the business who can do the sound of a phone ringing and the pickup. You want to hear it?
It was perfect.
No, you didn't hear the good pickup, though. Here, I'll do the ring and the pickup. Here we go. Ready?
Okay.
When nobody's there, the hang-up. When nobody's there, here's the hang-up.
Hello?
Hang it up.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. 1962 quality.
What was that person going?
The party lines.
Oh, that's right. Is Mark there? What's Mark's last name?
Mark Thornton.
Thornton.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Is he there today?
He is here.
We'd like to talk to him.
All right. You may do that.
All right. Thank
Have
you,
a great
Mary.
Day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah. And that's not just her.
A pickup made for the 20s.
That's not just her. I'm on the radio voice. She's always at that. She's always.
Good afternoon, Frank.
Mark, how are you?
Wonderful, and how are you?
I'm doing great.
Boy, isn't that Mary a nice lady?
She's the best.
She is the best.
She's the greatest. You are, for those who don't know, the used car manager.
Yes, sir, I am.
And there's a huge market every day for used cars.
Every day. People looking for inexpensive vehicles or slightly used. We've got...
Let's just set up a hypothetical situation, okay? I walk in, and I go, hi. I'm Jim Smith. Are you? And you are Mr. Thornton, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Thornton, I'm looking for something pre-owned, and I've heard you had a lot of great deals. What do you got for me?
Well, it just depends on what type of vehicle they're looking for. If they're looking for sporty, Frank, we've got some Trans Ams.
My name's Jim.
That's right. We were role playing. I forgot. I'm
Jim
sorry,
Smith.
Frank.
Yeah, I'm Jim Smith.
Well, Jim Smith. We've got some Trans Ams. We've got sedans. We've got trucks. It just depends on what you're looking for. We've got something for everyone out there.
Mark, I kind of like a truck.
Well, we've got some S10s, the smaller truck, Jim, and we've got full size trucks, 2-wheel drive, 4-wheel drive, extended cabs, regular cabs, crew cabs, diesels. Anything
wow, you got a lot of stuff
it.
There. My wife, Mark,
yes.
My
hi, wife. Mark. Oh. I'm his wife.
Hi, Mrs. Smith.
My wife here is kind of looking for something a little sporty, sporty car.
She'd probably do wonderful in one of our Trans Ams or
honey, how does
Corvette.
That sound?
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
I'm Stefan. I'm Jim's gay lover.
Sometimes we have to anyway.
I don't know.
We got an open, very open situation in our marriage, Mark. My gay lover, Stefan. What are you looking for, Stefan?
I'm looking for a minivan.
Oh, you got any of those?
I've got the perfect thing for you.
Wow.
You got to come out and I'll show you what we got out here for you.
It sounds to me, Mark, like you have just a lot of everything.
We do. And the customers that trade these vehicles in are just, these cars are well taken care of. And
you don't keep any crap.
No, I don't. No, we don't.
I know, that's for a fact. If it comes in and it's garbage, it goes out.
It goes out and... You know, we save only the best for the customers here at Landoff Chevrolet.
Well, I got to tell you, Mark, on behalf of myself, my wife over here, Mrs. Smith, and my gay lover Stefan, we're gonna be out and we're gonna buy some vehicles.
Please do. We've got even on new ones. We've the all new HHR is here.
Oh, my wife, Mrs. Smith, loves those. Oh,
we've got truckloads coming in daily.
Honey, you want one of those?
Please.
Well,
yes,
you know what to do, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You know how to get it.
All right. Get busy.
Okay. No, you get busy. Well, Mark, I think the only thing left for people to know is how to get a hold of you.
Well, you come up here in Florissant at the Washington Elizabeth exit off of Highway 270, mm-hmm. or you call 314-837-1800, and Mary will be the first person that you'll talk to when you call Landoff Chevrolet.
And I believe if Mary's on a break or lunch, is it Missy? Who am I thinking of?
I think it is Missy.
Well, we've got Sally that does it.
Yeah.
We've got
Sally that does it?
Well, she answers the phones also.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And we've just got a wonderful staff here at Landoff Chevrolet.
Yes, you do.
And Nikki also, she answers the phones and helps out the customers in service as well.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mark Thornton. He is the man who will put you in a great used Johnny Landoff vehicle. Mark, it's a pleasure.
Thank you, Frank. And tell everyone out there we said hello and hope to see him soon.
You will. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Mark.
Bye. He was nice to the Smith family.
Yeah,
very.
Quick break. We've come back, and Dan Strauss has his part of the Burke segment on the Big 550 KTRS.
John Hadley here with a confession. There was a time that moi had an aversion to manual labor. Yes, I admit, the idea of sweat made me a bit squeamish. Those days are in the past, though, my friends. After being introduced to Stag Beer, I now invent ways to maximize the clear, pure, refreshing taste of Stag Beer. No, honey, I'll do the gardening. Hold up, it's my turn to take out the trash. Hey there, neighbor. Need your lawn mowed? No cost. Yes, sir. Working up a thirst is now my hobby, thanks to the Stag. Stag Beer is brewed in the time-honored tradition of great St. Louis beers and is the perfect companion for the St. Louis working man. Blue collar, white collar, no collar. It just doesn't matter. When it's all said and done at the end of the day, Stag Beer is a reward worth waiting for. Always smooth, always crisp, always just right. Dadgum, you gotta love it. Making thirst a pleasure since 1851. Stag Beer, St. Louis.
This is Dan Dierdorf. For over 36 years, the Del Mar Gardens family has provided the St. Louis community with the finest skilled nursing care and retirement living. Now the tradition continues with Del Mar Gardens Home Care. Del Mar Gardens Home Care was developed to provide outstanding professional and supportive services in the comfort and privacy of your own home. Del Mar Gardens Home Care nurses will mend you. Their therapists will restore your body. Their aides will help you with your daily routines. Their transportation services will take you where you need to go. Maintaining good health and independence in the home setting is the Del Mar Gardens Home Care commitment. Services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Del Mar Gardens Home Care, continuing a tradition of excellence.
Call 636-733-7330 for more information. Del Mar Gardens Home Care, continuing a tradition of excellence. Call 636-733-7330.
Holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Illinois Lottery Holiday Instant Tickets. They're affordable, one size fits all, and sure to please everyone. 7 holiday tickets in all. $75 million in total available cash prizes. From the Illinois Lottery. Have fun. Play responsibly. See retailer for details.
Someone once said, people don't notice whether it's winter or summer when they're happy. Of course, joy comes with the holidays, especially during the season's best sales event, where keeping the bliss no matter what the season is as easy as starting up a Cadillac CTS. Its bold styling, unmistakable presence, and responsive power leave the winter blues in the dust. And if that doesn't have you shouting out with glee, we don't know what will. Cadillac CTS, the season's best sales event. Breakthrough.
Qualified lessees can lease a new 2006 Cadillac 2.8-liter CTS for around $299 a month. Low mileage lease for 39 months. $2,299 due at lease signing after season's best bonus. No security deposit required. Tax, title, license, dealer fees extra. Mileage charged at 25 cents per mile over 32,500 miles. Example based on survey, your payments may vary. Residency restrictions apply. Call 1-800-333-4CAD for lease details. Visit your local Cadillac dealer.
ProPlan has a passion for pets, and we're committed to doing our part to help nourish and protect them. That's why we've reformulated the food you count on to nourish your puppy's protective system. Now, ProPlan puppy food contains DHA, a nutrient also found in mother's milk, for brain and vision development. Our dedication to protecting pets extends beyond the food bowl. We're committed to protecting pets inside and out. Our involvement and support of pet rescue efforts help ensure rescued dogs receive the nutrition and care they need and deserve. Please join us in our mission. Rally to rescue and support a rescue organization in your community. From providing specialized nutrition for your dog to supporting dog rescue in your community, ProPlan protects while it nourishes. Come to PetSmart for a complete selection of ProPlan formulas, and we'll help you choose the right one for your dog's unique nutritional needs.
Thank you for your resume, Mr.
Germ. Mr. Germ, my qualifications are excellent.
Yes, but...
I'm proficient in spreading myself around.
I see, but Mr. Germ...
I love working closely with people. Very closely.
If something comes up, we'll give you a call.
Let's shake on it.
I really don't think so.
Oh, you're a hugger, then. Come to Papa. Yes.
Germs are everywhere. Hi, I'm Victoria Knight McDowell, the school teacher who created Airborne, the original immune-boosting tablet. Try Airborne today.
If you've dreamed about driving a Cadillac, now is the time. Bomarito Cadillac is offering special discounts, interest rates, and lease specials for everyone's budget. That's Bomarito Cadillac, where price sells Cadillacs.
343 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Powerball, with the jackpots now starting at a whopping $15 million and increasing by at least $5 million each drawing. Missouri Lottery's Powerball is bigger than ever. Eastbound 70 at West Florissant, an accident's been cleared. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, traffic slowing. On eastbound 40 between 170 and Laclede Station, no troubles. Again, on eastbound 40 between 14th and the last Missouri exit, road crews are still working there. And the right lane is closed, plus the last Missouri exit ramps down, so the 11th Street exit is your alternate. Westbound 70 at Mid River, small drive, slow traffic. On westbound 44 between Guyer and 270, a slowdown. Southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry, traffic slowing. Downtown, the approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge starting to line up, and on Highway 109 between Babbler Park Drive and Wild Horse Creek Road, an accident. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
The late great Gene Autry.
All of the other
and now Dan Strauss with his contribution to the Merck segment. Dan.
Thanks, Frank. I just have one or maybe two things. One of the things that McGraw was talking about, Merry Christmas,
now,
Happy
Holidays.
Now, who
is holiday. McGraw? Who is that?
I think it's...
He's on here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Maybe I mispronounced it.
No, you got it right.
McRib, yeah. McGraw,
what did
McRib.
He say? McRib.
Yeah, McRib.
Yeah.
He said he was talking about the Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday thing. And so I was talking to somebody, and now they have, instead of a Christmas party at schools, at the schools now, some of the schools are calling them winter parties.
Yeah,
they
have, stupid.
They have winter parties.
The entire world is stupid.
And then I found this very interesting because I don't know any schools that do this anymore, but paddling, they are still, Missouri is still allowed to paddle kids in school.
I can't even believe that.
Yes.
In fact, we're ranked, I think, 10th in the nation.
Yes, 6,800 mm-hmm. kids last year, or this past year, have been paddled mm-hmm. in the state of Missouri. Kansas had 4,800, and then
really
Texas had 58,000 kids paddle.
I don't doubt that. I bet not one of them is dead or has suffered some lifelong trauma.
What age group do they limit? You would think they would have to limit it to
Well, one, they
a
don't
couple
paddle
of
girls.
You know, Oh, yeah.
I think you paddle a girl after the age of 11 or 12, you're in big trouble.
But you're not going to find as many middle schoolers being paddled as you will
and
the
how
elementary.
Young do you go?
You know what? And I think you're going to find, if you looked at all the information, it's probably more rural school districts than urban.
I paddled in high school a lot and grade suburban school. But I know that in high school, they never paddled the girls. And really, because that's when a girl, you know, 11, 12, you could get yourself in some serious trouble. That could be pretty embarrassing.
I went to a Catholic school for a short time, and I'll tell you what, the nuns could paddle like no one else. The nuns could really swat you pretty good. But then I got hit in like middle school. We call it junior high, but it was instant paddling for horseplay at gym class. And they sent you to the principal's office. No, sent you to principal's office with your gym shorts on. And usually we had to wear our jock straps underneath. You know, so it was pretty much just gym short bare butt.
It was a stinger.
Yeah. Oh, it stung.
You know, and I bet it's also more private schools than private and parochial than it would be public.
Alice Williams in the seventh grade, I believe, hated me so much and was so mad, and she was a little old lady. But when you're a kid, she was probably like 48, but I thought she was an old woman. And she was so mad at me. She ran back and she hit me and broke the paddle. And I made the mistake of looking up at her and laughing.
Like you thought there wasn't going to be another paddle.
Why were you paddled?
She went down the hall to the principal's office and asked to borrow the paddle that had holes in it. The executioner. Okay. And came back in and finished the job.
Is that so the wind goes through it?
Yes.
Velocity.
She came back in and finished the job. She says, let's see if you laugh now.
Oh,
and the laugh has ceased.
You're leaving out a key piece of information, though. Why were you paddled?
I have no idea.
You don't remember?
Of course not. I was paddled at least 15 times in school. I have no idea why I was paddled.
Oh, my goodness.
With a cane, with
chronic
a paddle,
offender.
With a ruler, with a yardstick, with whatever they get their hands on. I don't remember. Was there more, Dan?
No, that was it. I just found that interesting when I was watching the news this morning and saw that Missouri still paddles.
Yeah, I never would have thought any school paddled anymore.
I had Sister Betty Jean. She's the one that scarred me for life. She used to smack us with that pointer. Remember those long wooden pointers?
Uh-huh.
And she would walk up and she'd put your knuckles on the chalkboard, smack them. Yeah. Or she'd crack you in the back of the leg. Or something like, oh, man.
That's nothing. I went to school in Tennessee. They'd shoot you in the buttocks with a .22 rifle.
Shotgun.
From a distance.
Picking buckshot out.
Well, one time they
used... Don't pick buckshot out of your butt, son!
One time they used barbed wire on us.
Oh, now you're getting...
Sure.
Now you're getting... Is that it for you?
Yeah,
that's it. All right. Peon,
anything? Yeah, I got a couple things.
Hey!
Uh-oh!
How about this? Peon, everybody.
Last week we had a caller call us while you were gone, with a headline he had saw on a...
He had seen,
I'm sorry.
Holy cow.
You're educated.
Now I know that
why
I didn't say anything. Good he had man. Seen in an Arkansas paper, it was for their Razorbacks game against the South Carolina Gamecocks. And the headline read, Dick to replace Johnson versus the Gamecocks. That was the headline in the paper. And now I went to find it this week, and they had changed it. All the outlets of the papers had changed the headline.
To what?
To
something worse?
Just the quarterback came in. Because the coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks was Houston Nutt. That's his name. And the freshman quarterback was Casey Dick.
Yeah.
And the quarterback he was replacing was Robert Johnson. They were all on the Arkansas team that played the Gamecocks.
And what was the headline again?
Dick to replace Johnson versus the Gamecocks.
I don't get it.
I don't get why they changed.
What's wrong?
I don't either.
We couldn't figure out. And last night we saw a show that was on the Discovery Health Channel. It was The Half Ton Man.
I believe a half ton is 1,000 pounds.
That's exactly right.
He weighed at his heaviest 1,072 pounds. And they showed taking him out of his house. They had to break the wall down, take a window out, and break a wall down to get him out. And he eventually got the gastric bypass surgery done. And I think at the end of the show, he was down to
990.
Yeah. They got him all the way down to like 499 pounds.
Wow.
But I don't understand those people that get that heavy. They said, I didn't leave my bed for right. 10 years. How do you do your everyday bodily function?
Not nicely.
Hugh Hefner hasn't left his bed for 10 years.
Well, yeah.
It's hard to criticize
those people, but you think that when you get to the point where you go, you know what, I've been in bed here for about a week. I can barely get up. I think maybe it's time to, because you know it's only going to just, you'd think that anybody at a certain point would go, all right, that's it, the Doritos.
I only eat two dinners tonight.
But sometimes it's the opposite. Once they hit 500 pounds, then what's just another 100?
Yeah. That could be too. Yeah, what's 600, 500? What's the difference?
And they showed another
guy.
Give
me another chicken.
Yeah, I still can't walk.
They showed another guy that weighed like 900 pounds, and then Richard Simmons helped him lose weight where he got down to like 189 pounds and then went back up again, almost all the way back up.
Yeah, really? See, that I really don't get.
Yeah.
Those guys, they're like 900 pounds, and you lose 100 pounds. They can't go woo because they still got to look. Oh my God!
Such a process.
You don't go woo until about 300.
Yeah.
And then there's
seeing
that whole
this guy
skin
in his bed, 1,072. Oh, when they tried rolling him over, all the liquids inside him were pushing out of his skin just because there was so much so much stuff inside that his skin couldn't hold it, so he was just leaking out through his stomach.
Oh!
Nice. You know how we ask you to contribute to the Burke segment?
Not like that.
Forget it.
Hi, Bob. How you doing? Leaking.
But I had never seen a guy that weighed 1,000 pounds before.
I have a couple of times. They've done a couple of those things where they do have to knock the wall out.
And when they rolled him over on his back, because he was laying on his stomach, he couldn't breathe because all the weight mm-hmm. was crushing, so they had to keep rolling him back over to his...
And imagine the bed sores he'd have.
Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if if you can go online and get a picture of him, because I'd like to put it up in our bedroom so my wife will think I look great.
Yeah. Look how thin I am.
Look at that guy.
You think I eat a lot.
All right.
Wow.
Germex. I'll bet you after the people handled that guy.
Oh, yeah.
They ran to the Germex, because that guy had fat crease cheese.
Oh,
you know
stop.
Him. Well, you know he did.
Oh, I know he did.
All those folds of heavy fat, they had body cheese.
Jeez.
That's right, Red
Boy.
He
wouldn't be able to bathe.
And you need Germex. You need Germex for all kinds of reasons. A lot of people now have colds. It's here. We're in that time of year. Sniff again. And there's no guarantee that, you know, if you use Germex or isolate yourself, that you're not going to get a cold. But why not reduce the chances? Because the passing of the germs, it's a hand-to-hand thing. They'll tell you that. I mean, somebody can sneeze in the room, and you can be in the room. And that in itself, you're less likely to get a cold from that sneeze in the room than you are if that person shakes your hands. So get your hands clean. It's as easy as carrying around a little two ounce. It's actually about 2 inches.
Yeah, it is.
Bottle there's 2 inches. Thank you, Dan. Bottle of Germex. Now, they make my favorite product, and we have it in the kitchen and we have it in my bathroom, is the liquid that when you pump it, it miraculously turns to foam, like Ready Whip or something. I love that stuff because a little dollop of it really lathers up and cleans your hands. That's Germex makes that too. Now, so do other companies, but here's what we want you to do. We want you as a loyal AM and the PMer and a St. Louisan, because it's made in St. Louis and distributed all over the country, to ask for, look for, demand Germex by name. You can get it at Walmart. You can get it at Deerberg. You get it at Target. And the stores that don't have it are seriously considering it, because they're starting to look like goobers because they don't carry Germex. Ask for it by name, Germ
X.
Did you know that a standard open-burning fireplace doesn't save you money on home heating? That's because it's a decorative unit that takes air you pay to heat and sends it right up the chimney. Hi, this is Norman Moss from Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center. If you want to save money and supplement your home heating, consider installing a wood or gas insert into your existing fireplace. You could also consider adding a freestanding wood or gas stove to your home. With Quantifier and Yodel, we can provide you with increased fireplace efficiency, soothing radiant heat, and energy independence. Home heating costs are expected to be on the rise. Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center would like to offer you EPA-certified wood-burning products that burn less wood, produce more heat, and put less emissions into the air. Heating with wood is an American tradition. Le Quadrifier and Yodel demonstrate to you new technologies available today. Oh, by the way, tell them Norm sent you.
Save money and stay warm this winter with Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center, located in Arnold just west of I-55 on 141 and Big Bill Road, or visit their website at arnoldstove.com.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Johnny?
I'll be so blue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's Johnny Cash.
Thinking about you.
One of the cool guys who couldn't sing, but nobody cared.
Decorations of red.
Can we close the verse segment?
No.
The first segment is officially closed. Let's say we grab a couple before we have to break. Let's start with Brenda. Hello, Brenda. How are you?
Hello, I'm good.
I bet you are good.
I used to live in Dallas, and I got a paddle in high school, but we called it a blast. You either got one blast or two blasts or three blasts based on what you did wrong, and I got one in ninth grade by the male principal.
Wow.
It happened to be pretty good looking.
So you didn't mind.
Oh.
You remember that. He said, hit me again. Blast me again.
Yeah, he said it was going to hurt him more than me.
Yeah, sure.
But you had to kind of bend over and lean over and put your hands on the edge of his desk.
Yeah. I guarantee you a ninth grade girl anywhere now in this country is not going to get that paddling.
Oh, no.
They're not going to be bent over the table. And that's
no,
what
no.
And
in
ninth
fact,
grade, you would have been about, what, 12 or 13?
Ninth grade.
Oh, 14. Yeah, 14 turning 15.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Yeah, because you get your permit when you're 15.
But that's a freshman.
Right. Ninth grade is a freshman.
So, no.
Yes,
no.
It is.
Yeah, ninth grade.
If you were 15, you'd be 19 when you graduated.
No, ninth grade is a freshman.
You turn 15 in your freshman year. Most kids do.
So 14, 15.
Yeah, because my son Tyler is in ninth grade, and he's 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
14, 15.
Well, my daughter's a sophomore, which is 10th grade, and she's 15.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that stuff is, it's over.
They're but see, they... You got the choice. You either take a blast or they call your parents, and they wouldn't. If you took a blast, then they wouldn't call your parents and tell them what you did wrong.
Oh, you're kidding.
Because
it went to a point in public schools that to deliver a corporal punishment to spank, you had to call the parents.
Out of time. And now we're thinking of other things with the word blast, and
yeah.
We shouldn't.
Yeah,
thank you, Brenda.
Okay. AM and the PM.
I'm actually glad we ran out of time because I got some other ideas about blast.
If you'll take this blast, I won't call your parents.
Yeah.
Hey, new holiday hours at Genovese, Monday through Thursday. I believe that would include today. Today is Thursday. They're open from 9:30 in the morning till 7:30 at night. Friday, 9:30 to 6:00. Saturday, 9:30 to 4:00.